You may have been aware of the controversy that has been generated since August time, whenever the Sandown Road congregation, pastored by Reverend David Michael Veden, he and his church session drew up an advert, took up a full page in the Belfast newsletter, and it was just prior, and it was put in to coincide with the Gay Pride Parade through Belfast, the first Saturday in August of this year. There were 7 people who complained about the contents of that particular advert, and predictably labelled that it caused them offence and it was homophobic in content. Another complaint was, there were 2 main complaints, the other complaint was that due to the fact that they were advertising an open-air meeting, a protest against that event, that Gay Pride March, then that was intimidatory and would quite likely lead to attacks on homosexuals. The Advertising Standards Agency received these 7 complaints and adjudicated on them. They have a lower house that examined it first, and they reckon there's no case to answer. But having received a letter from them, there is no problem. We don't uphold these complaints. Then within 4 days, another letter was received saying that the higher heights, the more senior people in the body of the Advertising Standards Agency, had decided there was a case to answer on one of the complaints. And that was the one whereby the content was homophobic in its nature. And the Advertising Standards Agency and their finding, and you can see their finding on the internet, on their website, why they ruled the way they did, they were saying that there were different statements within that advert that had been placed by Sandown Church that would fall under the criterion of being indecent. Isn't it rather ironic that we have a bunch of reprobates, in part at least, but repulsive characters in total, who are flaunting themselves in a most crude and despicable way going through Belfast, and they're turning around and saying what we are saying is indecent? Isn't the world so topsy-turvy? Do you know what they reckon to be indecent? And the ASA, the Advertising Standards Agency, spotlighted a few phrases. He pulled this one out. In the advert, they declared homosexuality to be an abomination. Well, if that's indecent, the Bible's indecent. That's what they're saying. Because I read in Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, in Romans 1:25-28, that homosexuality is that very thing, an abomination. They also took issue with the fact they had mentioned God's judgment upon a sin. Well, they should read Genesis 19 and find out how God judged that particular sin. Romans 1:32, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, Jude verse 7. Because Sodom is set forth as an example of those who were going to suffer eternal damnation. Of course God viewed it as a judgment and was acting against them in wrath. The third phrase he took issue with was, remove the guilt of the wrongdoing. And in Romans 1:28, Romans 1:32, that's exactly what they try to do. Cover the wrongdoing. Rationalise it. Say it's not really a bad thing at all. A fourth phrase he took issue with was, it was written in the advert, it's a cause for regret that a section of the community desire to be known for a perverted form of sexuality. Well, the proper form of human sexuality God has laid down in Genesis 2:18 and Genesis 2:21-24. One man, one woman, in the marriage bond. And the perversion of that, the perverted form of sexuality we read of in Romans 1:26-27. and it's homosexuality. So all the things the Advertising Standards Agency highlighted as problematic, homophobic, are direct references to what the Word of God says about this sin. Now, as a denomination, we are releasing a statement into the press. We're seeking a meeting with the Advertising Standards Agency. We'll go over to London and meet them there. And we are getting all of our ministers and elders to sign an advert that is setting out once again, very plainly, the Word of God's assessment of the sin of sodomy. In part, we say, our presbytery considers this ruling by the ASA to be both draconian and diabolical. We are convinced that we shall not be alone in opposing it. Already, many Christians from the broad spectrum of evangelical opinion in this country and beyond have expressed their support of the statement made and stand taken by Sandown Road Free Presbyterian Kirk Session on this issue. You will probably hear more about it, but it's interesting that here is an attempt to wittingly or unwittingly muzzle the Word of God, and we will be standing for what is right. Of course, you can be assured of that.